This is your no bullshit guide to a happier life. Quick, but not necessarily easy tips to help you to squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of your business and your life. My name is Helen Calvert. I'm a coach, a business owner, and a parent, and I'm so happy to be here with you. I do swear occasionally, as the title suggests, so pop in your headphones if I'm not safe for little ears. Ready to go? Let's do this. This episode is sponsored by my very own business support agency, Clear Day. From one-off sessions to get you organised to ongoing social media management or admin support, our team of virtual assistants has your business covered. We offer tailored admin, social media support, and managing your business support, bringing you calm, clarity, and confidence so you can focus on making progress with your business. Your time and headspace are valuable resources. Don't waste them on tasks that we could be handling for you. From setting up systems and mailing lists to scheduling your social media, let us take care of the business bits that aren't bringing you joy. It's time to shift those tasks that you never seem to tick off your to-do list. Whether it's setting up a new mailing list or task management system, putting templated documents in place, or getting your social media sorted, we've got you covered. Need more regular help? Consider us an extension of your team and hand over the business admin and social media tasks you don't have the time or headspace for to your dedicated Clear Day team member. We've been supporting people like you since 2018. We're here to bring you the calm and clarity you need for your business to grow and thrive. Head to clear-day.co.uk to find out more or check out the show notes for this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode where we're going to talk about how to put together your list for today. That's it, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty now. How do we actually write our to-do list for today? So first, let's recap on what we know so far. We know what we're trying to achieve. We know what we want out of life. We figured out our goals, and those don't just have to be get 12 new clients by June the 1st, but they could be have a calmer home life, be more present for the children, whatever it is. But we know what we're trying to achieve. We've got that down. We understand that only tasks go on our list for today, not projects. If you're not sure about that one, go back a few episodes. Only tasks, not projects, what goes on the list. We've got everything written down. We're not trying to keep any tasks or projects in our head. Everything is written down somewhere. So we've got all of that to draw on when we're putting together today's list. And we've met our needs. We're feeling good. We're feeling ready to go. We don't have any major needs outstanding. So what goes on today's list? Only three things. What? Do you know how much I have to get done, Helen? What do you mean only three things? I've got 50 million things I need to do today. Yes, I know. I know, so do I. Trust me, all will become clear. Okay? We're going to start with three things. So, you get a blank sheet of paper or a new notebook page, a blank Word document, wherever you want to have your list for today, but it needs to be blank. I want nothing else on it, okay? Blank page. From everything you have written down, wherever you've got it, in your notebook, on your project management system, in your calendar, all of those places, from everything you've got written down, you're going to pick three things. And those three things will be tasks, not projects. So I don't want to see a list that says, finish website, sort out parents' residential accommodation and plan holiday. Like, no. Those are projects. Forget it. Tasks. Okay. Three tasks. So in those examples, it would be write content for the about page on my website, make that initial phone call to the residential home, and decide what week we're going to go away. Okay. So, tasks, not projects. Write those three things down. Whatever you've picked, write those three things down. Now, doesn't that look doable? Right? Our brains can handle a list of three. It feels doable. We're feeling calm. We're not overwhelmed. Those three things are therefore likely to get done. Because you're looking at them thinking, I can do that. I can do that. I'll start that now. No problem. Now, if you do your three things, you can add another three. So this is where, you know, don't panic when I say three things. I do not mean that you're only going to do three things today. What I mean is I want only three things on your list. A longer list, if you write a longer list than that, you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to start procrastinating. Nothing gets done. So pointless, right? Even if you have got 50 million things to do, if you wrote them all down, you're going to get overwhelmed. Nothing gets done. So you write down your three things. If you get those done in half an hour, and the next three things in half an hour, and the next three things in an hour or so, you can have a really productive day, right? If it turns out you spend the whole day on these first three things that you've written down, it sounds like they were pretty chunky things, or they were pretty difficult, or perhaps you haven't been meeting your needs, so it was just a real struggle to get those three done. Either way, that's all you would have got done anyway, regardless of how long the list was that you'd written. But this way, you end the day with your whole list ticked off, which feels good, which motivates you for tomorrow, rather than ending the day with a huge list of stuff not ticked off, feeling like crap, no motivation to do it tomorrow at all. Okay, so you're with me on this three things thing, okay? But how do we pick our three things? How on earth, from this massive amount of stuff we've got written down, do we pick the three things we're going to start with? Well, firstly, appointments don't count, okay? Appointments, meetings, things you've got in the calendar, those are the structure of your day, okay? And tasks are the things that we do in between. So if you've got back-to-back meetings today, you're not going to get anything else done. Write it off. It's done, okay? It's over. Focus on meeting your needs for food, hydration, bit of fresh air at the start of the day and some rest at the end, okay? You've got back-to-back appointments, nothing's getting done. Just that's it. But if you've got space in your day, then the first three things we want to put on our list are, so we start with what has to be done today. Now, I know it's going to feel like a lot of stuff has to be done today, but actually the reality is the only things that have to be done today need to meet these two criteria. Things that if we don't get them done today, we'll have missed the opportunity, and they help us to reach our goals. So tomorrow is the school bake sale. So if we don't bake cakes today, we're not going to have the opportunity to put cakes into the school bake sale. Okay, so that feels like maybe that needs to be done. But does contributing cakes to the bake sale help us to meet one of our goals? It might do. It might not. Your goals are yours and yours alone. If it doesn't help us to meet one of our goals, forget it. We've got other shit to do. If it does help us to meet one of our goals and it has to happen today, or we will miss the opportunity, that goes on the list. Okay? So let's start there. Things that have to be done today or we will miss the opportunity, and they help us to reach our goals. So if today is the deadline for applying to be a guest on a particular podcast, and if you were a guest on that podcast, that would help you to meet one of your goals, that goes on the list. If you want to publish a blog post and that's going to help you meet one of your goals, does it really have to be done today though? If it wasn't done today, it could be done tomorrow, couldn't it? Like, you're not going to miss the opportunity to write a blog post if you don't do it today. So for right now, that doesn't go on the list. It's not to say it's not going to get done, but for right now, no. The first things are the things that have to be done today or we will miss the opportunity, and they help us to meet our goals. So if by that criteria, you've already got three things, crack on. Start there, get those done. When they're done, add three more things. Or if they take all day, great job, you've done your to-do list. Fantastic. Still got some space on your list? Maybe you've just got one thing written down or two things. Okay, so the next things that go on the list are deadlines that need to be met. Now, those are ever so slightly different, because if it's a deadline that you have agreed with a client, it can be pushed. I mean, I'm not suggesting for a second that pushing deadlines, being late all the time, is a good idea. But if you've got three things that have to be done today or you'll miss the opportunity and they help you to meet your goals, they are more important than meeting a deadline that could be pushed. Okay, you with me? This is an imperfect world. In a perfect world, we do everything every day, but it's not going to happen, right? This is an imperfect world. But if you have space on your list, the next things to do are to meet deadlines that are today is the deadline, right? Meet the deadline. So, still got some space? Got like still only got a couple of things on your list of three? Okay. So the next things that we want to do are things that matter in the sense that they are going to move us towards our goals. Things that don't move us towards any of our goals don't matter. But these things are going to move us towards our goals and we feel like doing them. Yeah, we're allowed to be nice to ourselves. What do we feel like doing? Okay. You know, if you've got a couple of things, both of which will help you to move towards meeting your goals, one of them's like writing a blog post, one of them is booking a networking event. Which one do you feel like doing? Put that one on your list. We don't have to be mean to ourselves. We don't have to have a list of shit we really don't want to do, but we've got to push on and plow through it. Which do you feel like doing? So, how do we choose what goes on our list of three? And when we've done those three, what goes on the next list of three? Stuff that has to happen today or we'll miss the opportunity and it helps us to meet our goals. We meet deadlines that matter and we do things that get us closer to our goals and that we feel like doing. Okay. So let's say, oh, that's the other thing. Life and work both go on this list. Okay. They're not separate. You know, I'm talking here to self-employed people. Life and work, it's all a great big soup of stuff we need to get done. Okay. And it's far more important to do things you feel like doing when you feel like doing them than making this work time and that lifetime. Okay. Work does not have to happen between 9 and 5. Life does not have to happen between the school run and 7 p.m. You know, it's fluid. What needs to happen is what actually works for us. So, for instance, if you've got to do the grocery shop, well, for a start, I really suggest doing it online because that's a hell of a lot easier. But if you want to do your grocery shop in person, is it actually needed because you've got no milk or food in the house? Or is this just the day you tend to do it? If it's just the day you tend to do it, it could be moved, couldn't it? Depending on what else needs to be done. But if you've got to do it, when feels easiest? You know, do you normally work all day and then do the grocery shop at night because that's lifetime? Would you actually feel happier doing the grocery shop in the morning because you feel like it and supermarkets are overwhelming? And then you'll get that other thing done tonight when you're warm and cozy in the house in the evening. What works for you? Remember, we get more done if we meet our needs. So if it's easier for us to do it one way around or the other, let's do that. So, three things at a time. This blank sheet. Okay, I don't want anything overwhelming. I don't want any other little reminders. I don't want, oh, I must write that down. You've got everything written down anyway, right? You've got everything written down anyway because you've listened to the episodes before this one. So, this is just the three things I want in front of your face right now. You are going to get done and you're not going to do anything else until those are done. If you've got appointments today, you might do thing one and then have your meeting, then do thing two, then have your next Zoom call, then do thing three. Okay. Remember, appointments are the structure of our day and tasks are the things we fit in between. But you're going to do those three tasks before you add anything else to the list. If during the course of the day stuff comes up and you think, oh, I must remember that, I must do that, that needs doing, or I need to do that as a result of this meeting, go back to the episode about writing everything down and write those things down, but not on today's list. Write them down wherever you write everything down, okay? They will be things you can choose from tomorrow. We already have our things for today, and we're going to get those three done. And then we're going to reassess and go back to our criteria for what goes on the list of three and we're going to pick the next three. I'm going to get those done. And then we might pick the next three. You know, there are some days when I can get through, God, loads of tasks because I only put tasks on, not projects. I'm not suggesting I can crack through 10 projects a day, but I can crack through a hell of a lot of tasks if I've got a clear day and I've met my needs and I'm feeling good. Okay. So this is not to say that we're only going to get a few things done. You might get loads done, but you're going to do them three at a time. And as I say, if it turns out you just get three done or six, then that's all you would have got done anyway. And you end the day feeling like, wow, I ticked everything off. That feels really good. I want it to feel this good tomorrow. So I'm going to do the same thing. Okay. So that is how we put together our list for today. We're going to look more at structuring our week and our month and all that good stuff. But right now, that's how we put together our list for today. So until next time, please be excessively kind to yourselves by giving yourselves a break and just putting three things on a list at any one time. And that way, I think we're going to squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of our businesses and our lives. Speak to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that my first book is now available to purchase online? Check out the show notes for details of how to get your hands on a copy. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could leave me a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are up. If you would like to work with me one-to-one or follow more of my content, you can find out how in the show notes. See you next time.